The pickup trucks parked at the Sportsman's Club in Brewster have unusually large radio antennas on them. About a dozen members of the Barnstable Amateur Radio Club, or BARC, are gathered inside the Sportsman's Club, speaking into microphones and tapping out Morse code messages. They're ham radio operators, and Rob Lydon is the group's public information officer. This is a national event called Field Day. Once a year, ham radio operators across the country take to their equipment to prepare for what they would do in case of a disaster.
With simple radios that have repeaters that are backed up by batteries, we can be self-contained and provide assistance to the Red Cross and other disaster service agencies while all other methods of communication have gone down.
Disasters happen, and Lydon has used ham radio in those situations before.
Following Katrina, the Red Cross recruited a lot of amateur radio operators because not only do we have the ability to communicate, but we have the ability to deal with technical issues. And they had deployed large numbers of people requiring laptops to communicate and to deal with the disaster in general, as well as radios to keep communications going in places where otherwise they wouldn't have it.
Ham radio isn't just audio anymore. Newer transceivers can transmit location data and other types of communication.
If, for example, during an emergency, you wanted to show an emergency manager a picture of the scene as you were telling him what you were seeing, you could be able to do both at the same time over radio. Actually, you don't even have to use a laptop. The radio has the capability to do all that, and the microphone, in one case, has a built-in camera.
More people than ever are finding their way to ham radio. Lydon says there are more than 700,000 operators in the U.S., and more than 1 million of them worldwide.
Young people have found out that there's an alternative to the Internet. It's also a way for youngsters with similar interests in the engineering and scientific areas to get to know one another, even if they're not in the same city, the same state, or even in the same country.
Another thing that attracts more operators is that organizations hold contests and give out awards. Jack Schuster is a member of the Barnstable Group, and he often competes in these contests.
The ones we like most are called DX contests, where you contact people far away around the world, and they're usually either 24 or 48-hour contests. You can operate as long as you can out of that time period, and you try to make as many contacts in as many countries as you can. And then the scores are published, and you get certificates and plaques.
This past weekend's Field Day was one of those contests, with a focus on operating in less than optimal radio conditions, like in a natural disaster. The group's president says that over the course of the event, despite wind and rain, the Cape's ham radio operators made just under 2,000 contacts, connecting with people from as far away as Spain, Italy, and even Russia. For WCAI, I'm Davis Land.